BBC Radio Stoke.
On the plane, on the way back from Faro, from the Algarve, from Albufeira, I was watching Chernobyl on my phone. Chernobyl on my phone. I think that's how it's pronounced, isn't it? It's Chernobyl. Sorry. It's drama all about the April 1986 disaster at the nuclear power plant in Ukraine. Now, although the nuclear disaster happened more than 30 years ago, the effects still being felt today, and here in Stoke-on-Trent, people are still doing their bit to help. The Chernobyl Children's Project brings over young people, all who've had cancer at least once, for month-long holidays. It's a brilliant idea, this. And this week, they arrived in Staffordshire. BBC Radio Stoke's Matt Sandoz met Alexandra Waters in Leek, along with teenagers Alexei and Igor, who are staying with the family.
Hello, I'm Alexandra Waters, and I've been involved in the Chernobyl Children's Project for 13 lots of hosting.
Tell us a little bit about why you got involved.
I think that it's important to help make a difference to people. If I've worked hard, and my husband's worked hard for what we've got, but ultimately we've had the opportunities, and I don't live with fear that when I was pregnant, my children might be ill or could get ill, because I know that's a small chance, whereas there it's far bigger. I've got three small children, all under eight, and we've done it every year. So when they were newborn babies, we've hosted, they don't know any different. And I think, I don't want to say to my kids, you're dead lucky, you are dead lucky, but ultimately we are. And they can see it.
Do they like it, do you think? They like the potteries, North Staffordshire?
They definitely do, because their country is very green, but very flat. So when you take them up to the roaches, they are in absolute awe. Every year, most of them tell us it's their favourite thing to do. So if we can go up more than once, we do.
OK, well, let's see if we can have a chat with one or two of them.
My name is Igor. I'm 17. I'm from Belarus, from small town Lagoysk. And I'm first time in England.
Tell us a little bit about how you came to be here.
The reason,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, the reason, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ну, потому что я болел.
So I'm in remission, and now I am going to restore my health.
You've only been here three days,
yes.
What do you think about it?
It's very nice country. I'm very happy to be here. This family is so wonderful, and these children is very funny.
And what are you hoping to do whilst you're here?
Yes, to visit many places, sightseeing, and of course London.
Hello, my name is Christina, and this is my fourth year, so I'm very glad to be here with the teenagers and to help them to settle in the families. This program helps the children to recharge their batteries. This is fresh air for them, this is new emotions. This program helps them to socialize, so to meet new friends after this vacation.
So let's talk to Alexei, who's 16, and I might have to have the help of you with the interpretation here. Alexei, just tell us a little bit about your life back home.
In my house, it's okay. I live in Minsk, в маленькой семье.
He lives in the small family.
Я один ребенок в семье.
He's the only child in the family. He goes to college.
What do you think about coming over to Staffordshire?
Первое мое впечатление, когда вышел из самолета, то что здесь...
So when he went out of the airplane, he thought that the air is different. So from our country.
Тут есть горы в отличие от того, что в Минске.
So it's very beautiful, and there are mountains. We haven't got mountains. We've got hills, but not mountains in our country. So he hoped that he will have wonderful holidays, meet new friends, and have a fun time.
And obviously, Alex is in the family, you know, hosting. What do you think about those people that do that?
Людей по стране вообще, которые вот
пытается, ну, показать, что такое жить в Англии.
Alex is very kind. She helps them to settle, to understand the culture. So they're very grateful for her.
My name is Eleanor. My name is Simeon.
Okay, Eleanor and Simeon, you are part of the family that hosts the teenagers from Belarus. What do you think about that?
It's a good thing to spend the summer holiday on. We take them to hills, we take them to the beach, and they really enjoy it.
You don't know any different. This is something you've always done.
Yeah.
And you've been part of raising money for it. Tell me what you've been doing.
I climbed Snowdon and I did the summer fair at our school.
And how much did you raise?
Enough to get both of our Belarusians here and back.
Okay. And do you know how much that was?
£800.
Wow, brilliant. That was Alexandra Waters' children finishing Matt's piece there. And later in the week, the group will be heading to the seaside. It's 7:29. John Akers at breakfast on BBC Radio Stoke. It is time to launch.